Last thing I was going to ask you about is you were talking earlier about looking at agents that combine anti-EGFR and VEGF activity. What are some of the ones out there that are being tested in clinical trials?
So XL647 is probably the drug that's furthest along with the most phase 2 data. BIBW2992 also is an irreversible EGFR inhibitor that has some activity against VEGF. And then there's also HKI272, which is a EGFR and HER2 drug, and that's actually being developed more in the breast cancer arena now than in the lung cancer arena. And those are sort of the main ones that come to mind.
What about 647 for vandetanib?
Yeah, so that's certainly been the drug of discussion for actually a number of years. Unfortunately, we don't have strong clinical trial data to suggest that it works better than, say, just EGFR blockade alone, as with gefitinib or erlotinib. And certainly we don't have data that says it's any better than giving an EGFR drug such as erlotinib with a VEGF drug like bevacizumab. So at this point, I don't think that we can really say that vandetanib is better, and there are a few more trials out there to go before we can really say that it doesn't have a role in lung cancer, but I think at this point it does not.